Just before we get going here, I just wanted to take a second here and wish the University of Houston luck in their championship game tomorrow against Temple. You know, Tom Herman's done a great job over there. I was honored to speak at their clinic last year and had a great time over there. He's done an unbelievable job, 11-win season, possibly their 12th win tomorrow. I know Mike Vrabel's very close to Tom, and on behalf of the Houston Texans, just want to wish those guys the best tomorrow.
JJ back out there. How did he look out there today?
Well, say that again, Aaron. I'm sorry. My mind was wandering there. I was thinking about that Houston Temple game.
Yeah, huh?
Sorry.
Tom Herman got a new contract this morning, too.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Good for him.
Just your thoughts on JJ, how he did out there?
Yeah.
And just your thoughts for Sunday?
Yeah, no, he was out there today, and he was moving around. So, he'll be out there on Sunday.
What about Alfred Blue? He's been limited a little bit. Is he okay?
Yeah, I think we're in the time of the year where all those backs are banged up a little bit. I would say there were things that we did this week to try to rest him a little bit, but in the end he practiced, so I think he'll be ready. I think he'll be ready to go on Sunday.
I mean, all things considered, at this time of the season,
yeah.
I mean, you almost couldn't be healthier than you are.
Absolutely.
I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, that's a good thing that we're 100% healthy. It does sometimes make it difficult on the inactives and things because you got everybody out there really working hard to help us win. But in the end, you got to do what's right for your team, and it's really good to be healthy at this time of the year.
The rules are the rules, but as a coach, does it make sense to you to have that inactive list? Why not just activate all 53 players?
Man, you are asking the wrong guy. Really, I think it's a great question, but it's a question for somebody a lot higher above.
And I'm sure you have some very strong thoughts on that, but
a lot higher above me.
All right, I may have missed this earlier in the week because I haven't been out here a whole lot.
Where you been?
Well, I actually covered Guy Lewis's memorial service yesterday.
And I've been reading some of the things about Coach Lewis and growing up at that time when Phi Slamma Jamma was playing. I mean, that was awesome basketball with those teams, Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler. And I think the Celtics actually – I'm a Boston Celtics guy, and I think they drafted Michael Young that was on that team when I was a teenager. So, my condolences to the Lewis family and the University of Houston. But what a great man, great career.
You're stuck with me because of the UCLA game in 68. That's when I decided to come to school here.
Is that right? Yeah, that was – where was that, in the Astrodome?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Completely changed the landscape of college
basketball. Yeah, yes, it did. It did.
Anyway, on
– have you seen the Kareem documentary on HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. Okay.
Guy was special.
On to Buffalo.
On to Buffalo.
These are good questions, though. I'm a sports fan, Mark.
For sitting around and just chit-chatting, that's right. Ryan Griffin, he was on track, I think you've said – numerous times to really be a contributor. Then, of course, he gets the knee banged up.
Right.
What do you like about him?
And
where is he right now? How much development did he lose by having to sit out those games?
I don't think he lost a lot. I think that he worked really hard to get back so that he was – even when he wasn't practicing with us, he was able to go out and run routes. I give the guy a lot of credit because he stayed in good condition, and when he got back, he was ready to go. And what I like about him is he's tough. He's got good hands. He's athletic. He's able to get open versus man-to-man coverage. He's smart. So I think he's become a better blocker, so he's more of a all-around tight end than maybe when we first arrived here. And that's a credit to him, credit to Coach Perry and those guys on offense for getting him going. But he's done a good job. I think it's important for him. I think that he's the type of guy that you really love his attitude because he hates it when he can't practice, and that's the type of player you want. And so it was good for him to be able to get out there for him.
Did he try to talk his way into practice?
No, I don't. I've told you guys 1,000 times I'm not a doctor, so I just follow the medical team's advice on everybody.
Bill, why do you think your players and your coaches have done such a good job of not expecting it to happen each week? Even though they've played well each week and planned well each week, they still seem to be going about it like it's a new week.
It has to be in this league. I don't know. I'm not sure. I just think that we really stress that because I just think it's so important. This is such a difficult league to win in, and it's really hard to win on the road. it's really hard to win a conference game on the road in December. So you have to focus on the task at hand. You have to have blinders on, you know, meaning you have to be focused on the opponent and your own game, your own game plan, and you have to make sure that you're doing the best you can to help the team win. Coaches and players.
Do you guys talk to the rookies and on how to kind of avoid the rookie wall?
Actually, it's a good question. I did that a couple weeks ago. I try to stress that with them. I think, people use that phrase a lot. Some people say it comes in training camp because training camp's difficult in the NFL. Some people say it comes, in October. You know, I really think it comes when the college season ends. So, they play, whatever it is, 12 games, a bowl game, whatever it is. But in the pros, when those 12 games come up or the 13th game, you've got – 3, 4, if it's 11 games, whatever, 5 more games left, they've got a lot of season left in pro football. So I think that's when it comes. And so it's really important that they get their rest, that they take care of their bodies, that they're eating properly, that they're drinking a lot of water or whatever it is. I just think it's important to really stress that to those guys during this time of the year when their college season really is over.
Bill, DeAndre Hopkins gets a lot of the talk, but can you talk a little bit about the other receivers and the tight ends as well? It seems like every week somebody else is also making some big plays, from Cecil to Ryan Griffin.
Hop is he's had a good season, he is a focal point. But you're exactly right, David. We've got a lot of guys that have contributed for us this year. Nate Washington's a guy we really don't talk about enough. I mean, been a great leader for our football team, great veteran player. He's come up with some really big plays for us. He's just a great example for our younger players. Cecil's done a lot of different things for us, especially, when he's been able to be out there, it's key for us that he's healthy. Keith Mumphrey, he's been able to do some things for us on special teams, especially. Jalen Strong, we're trying to work into the lineup because he's really improved quite a bit. C.J. Fedorowicz has improved as a player, and we're working with him. So, there are a lot of different guys that have contributed, and the key is to keep contributing. He's doing fine. He's working hard. It's not easy for him. I know that. He's a professional, really good professional, great guy in the locker room. It's just, we've just decided to go with the 46 that we think gives us the best chance to win based on the opponent we're playing. Go ahead, Tanya.
What does Jalen Strong improve at?
He's in much better shape. So he's hovering around the 200-pound mark, which is really ideal for him. He's become a really good route runner in our system based on what we like him to do. He's just done a good job. He knows our system really well, and he's helping out on special teams. So hopefully sooner or later we'll get him in the lineup.